This is WSHU News. I'm Shelley Hassman-Kadish. Connecticut Treasurer Denise Napier says the state has completed two major bond sales. On Thursday, she said the first sale of $560 million is going to cost the state 3% in interest, and it will have 15 years to pay it back. WSHU's Dan Katz reports the second wave of $314 million has a shorter maturity and will cost the state 0.5% in interest.
Senate Republican leader John McKinney, who's seeking the GOP nomination for governor, says the low interest rate could be misleading.
What's really concerning about part of this bond offering is that $314 million is what's called a variable rate obligation. This is so the governor can look to get a lower interest rate in the short term with an unknown, potentially much higher interest rate in the long term.
Napier says Connecticut is the first state in the country to issue that kind of bond, which she says will ultimately keep financing costs at the lowest possible level. Governor Don Malloy's budget director, Ben Barnes, says the bond sales show capital markets continue to grow more confident in the state. He says actions over the last 3 years to balance the budget, address long-term liabilities, and control pension costs have been well received by bond buyers. And due to Connecticut's strengthened cash position, Barnes says the state has been able to cancel a line of credit that it arranged earlier this year. Dan Katz, WSHU News.